Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 171 and day number 3 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you for joining me. And today I'm going to talk about something I haven't read before, which I'm kind of surprised I missed this out of my periphery. Well, let me back up. I know of it. I never read it to actually get into it. And this is Kingdom Come. It's a DC comic which pits pretty much every character that was ever in DC against each other. And it's like a very big story that involves, like I said, just about any character you can think of, from Lex Luthor to Superman to Shazam to Batman, everybody. They're all there. And it was really, really good. First off, it's written by Mark Waid and Alex Ross. And first and foremost, and I know I'm not the only one to appreciate his art, but Alex Ross has some fantastic art. I love his style. It's only way I can think of it. His art style is like Norman Rockwell with superheroes. It's fantastic. I love it. He makes the suits look like they got wrinkles when there's, you know, people are stretching or moving in a different way, and you can see the seams, things like that. And this work, his artwork oozes throughout this whole thing, and which is beautiful. Okay. Setting that aside, the story involves Superman going from the most important superhero and kind of being pushed away for a guy named Magog. Magog came more into popularity because Superman was not willing to kill, but things were getting worse, and Magog was willing to go that extra mile and make things happen. You know, he could kill people. He was willing to do that. And public opinion started to sway away from Superman to Magog and his group, I guess, not really group, but his ilk that were coming up. So Superman ends up taking a 10-year retirement. And so does the rest of the Justice League, in lieu of letting Magog and these other people rise up and continue. Well, things get a little out of hand. I'm not going to go in through all the plot points. Of course, you can read this. As a matter of fact, I found this in the Amazon Prime reading. I happened to see it, and I thought, you know, I have not read this before, and that's what brought this on. So you can probably go find it there, too, if you use the Amazon Prime reading. But there was an event that happened. Magog was fighting a parasite along with a bunch of other heroes. Anyway, they caused a huge nuclear explosion and basically wiped out all the Midwest farmland, most of it. So then you end up with America with a big problem. And the problem being, we don't have as much food as we used to. So one thing leads to another. And now the heroes that are floating around, all the superhero people, the super powered people, they don't have the same sense of right and wrong as Superman and the rest of the Justice League used to. So they would just fight each other in the middle of the streets and not worry so much about life and liberty and truth as the old guard used to. So, and you know, the story comes around where you got Superman coming back, Wonder Woman, Batman, some of them are pitted against each other and things start to gel. It's really a great story. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm surprised I've not seen this. I did not read this before. I'm really kicking myself. But suffice it to say, I think it's well worth a read. It's Kingdom Come, again, with Mark Waid. He spells it W-A-I-D. And Alex Ross. Very enjoyable. I can highly recommend it. And I know that the CW is doing their Crisis on Infinite Earths coming up later this year. And Brandon Routh is playing Superman. He's playing the Kingdom Come version of Superman, which is from this comic. So I'm interested to see what their take is on it. He's older. You can see the gray in his hair. the Superman, the Kingdom Come Superman, and you can see a little bit in Brandon Routh. I'm looking forward to it to see how that fits in with the Crisis story that they're trying to tell in CW, especially after reading this. I thought it was fantastic. Again, go give it a shot. You can find it in Comixology or the Amazon Prime reading. It's great. All right. Thank you for listening to me ramble on about Kingdom Come and other stuff. And next time, I'm going to take a look at, I have a DC Universe subscription. I'm going to take a look at Swamp Thing. I haven't watched it yet, and I think the finale just came out. So I'm going to try and watch at least an episode or two before I talk about it. So it may not be the next episode, but it'll definitely be the coming up in the next couple. So there you go. Swamp Thing's coming up. Thank you, everybody. See you.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's S-P-Y-N-D-L-E. Thank you, and until next time.